All right, this is good.
I locked in the record mode because I kept getting shut down 5 minutes later. So Rumble Talk Part 2 begins. If Roman Reigns is found guilty, we'll see. He may win the championship and then lose or get suspended the next night on Raw. A lot has to happen with that. He claims he's innocent. He has passed 11 straight tests as when he was suspended in 2016, I believe. Roman Reigns is Roman Reigns. It is what it is. They're trying to make him the next John Cena. Hasn't exactly transpired, or not exactly. It is a slow rise, I would say. Can he be the face of the organization? Perhaps. Who knows? But he's done his thing against John Cena. Had a great program with him. Had a great program with The Undertaker. So now we'll see what happens with the steroid scandal. I really don't want to see Reigns Lesnar 2. I would much rather have them do an audible and have Bobby Lashley against Brock Lesnar and then Cena versus Taker and Reigns versus Braun Strowman. That would be a great triple main event for WrestleMania, and not including AJ Styles and Nakamura. So you have four. That's an amazing card in itself. But it's all up to Vince McMahon still. So, AJ's great. I'm actually watching the Royal Rumble 2017 as we speak. To me, yeah, I agree with the universe for the most part. It was the match of the year. So AJ Styles, Nakamura, which I expect Nakamura to win still the Royal Rumble. And I know Nakamura has been pushed the way people want to push him for the Royal Rumble or for the main roster. But he did well in NXT. He did very well in NXT. Had a great program with Sami Zayn. Great program with Samoa Joe. Great program with Bobby Roode. But now it's about, what can Nakamura do on the main roster? I said this before. I agree with Kenny Omega in the sense that the Strong style is very emotional, and the WWE, everything is choreographed from the entrance to what you say to what you do to your mannerisms. So it's really difficult, very difficult to really do that. So hopefully Nakamura does his thing at the Royal Rumble and goes on and scores off against AJ Styles, and we get a return bout of Wrestle Kingdom from a few years ago, which I sent the match to my brother, loved it. I watched it, not live, but I did watch it a day later when it occurred back in 2016. So I was happy with that. So hopefully that occurs. Now, of course, one of the Usos was arrested, so I'm not sure what's going to happen with the tag team championship on SmackDown. I expect Shelton Benjamin and Chad Gable to maybe win it, or we'll see what happens from now to WrestleMania. The Usos have done a great job with that. And on the other side, Jason Jordan is hurt, and we see the rise of the Balor Club or the Bullet Club, a reunion of Anderson and Gallows and Balor Club. It's interesting. You have three guys who were awesome in Japan, came to the WWE, they did great things on their own, they kind of fell off the radar, and all of a sudden, the first Raw of 2018 being the same week of Wrestle Kingdom, they put them together, and the audience seems to respond well. And now you have those guys who are together, and I think they could do great things over the next few months into some great programming with some great feuds. You still have that, the Balor Club against the Shield you could do. There's a lot of great programming you can do with them. So I just hope that Anderson Gallows continues to get pushed, and we'll see what happens with them over the next couple of weeks. So do I expect the titles to change at the Royal Rumble? Possibility, but I do see Anderson and Gallows, they should once again win the tag team championship. And do I see Finn Balor winning the Universal? I don't see him winning the Rumble. I don't even see him winning the Elimination Chamber. I do see him in the spring or summer having a great time or great run with the Universal Championship. Now, does he defeat Lesnar? No. Does it defeat Reigns? I don't know. I don't know. We'll see what happens. Recording. What? I just said lock it up.